Lanceville is now looking at a proposal to limit natural gas as a primary heat source in the construction of new homes, ahead of the province's mandatory change in 2030. District Council, at a meeting Wednesday, June 26, passed first and second readings of a bylaw to begin measuring carbon use on all new construction starting in January to collect baseline data and to provide a transition period, then require zero carbon systems starting next June. With the change, all new buildings would be required to have a main heat source outside of natural gas, such as electric heat pumps, and there would also be restrictions on natural gas stoves. Natural gas would remain acceptable as a backup source of power. Existing buildings would not be impacted. 12 jurisdictions, including 9 on Vancouver Island, already have zero carbon step code policies in place. Nanaimo passed its own policy in a 5-4 vote last fall. Cown. Joan Jones gave a summary of the bylaw at this week's meeting, suggesting that the bylaw would align with Nanaimo's. It makes sense to have similar step codes for building. It's just a lot easier on the developing community and the construction community. Jones said, "This motion tonight is basically that we continue to follow Nanaimo's lead on this, which will give us a very aggressive step code, a little more aggressive than the province is mandating with respect to carbon emissions." She said there has been concerns about the impact on the electrical grid, but BC Hydro has been heavily consulted in the process. A staff report noted that BC Hydro did not cite any major concerns, provided that it is kept informed of any upcoming large-scale development projects. Cown. Jonathan Lerner, though he voted in favor of first and second reading, stated that while he supports the initial steps of measuring the carbon use, he believes there hasn't been sufficient resident engagement for the planned implementation date of next June. "I don't see the rush to vote on it tonight," Lerner said. "I think we can take between now and September to engage with the community, and find out what the community wants." Mandel said that she believes councillors have a responsibility to be leaders in the community, and this is a chance to do that. She said she is willing to ride alongside Nanaimo on this, and is not willing to pump the brakes. Jones reiterated that the zero carbon step code would only impact new builds. "To be anything other than as active as we can be in this day and age with the way things are going with climate change would be irresponsible," Jones said. Second reading passed unanimously.